It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, November 14th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Remember, there's still time to take advantage of Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness. 2 dozen cutting-edge presentations and 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films. Details coming up, and along with a sneak preview in just a few minutes. Topic number 5 today, crypto collapse. At least $1 billion of customer funds, possibly as much as $2 billion, have gone missing in the implosion of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX. This is according to reports. You might have seen FTX in last year's Super Bowl. They ran ads featuring Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. Larry David, the comedian, also in an ad for FTX. He was the founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, known in the industry as SBF, was sort of a golden child until last week. He was had just come from nowhere and created a currency exchange, or a cryptocurrency exchange, that was worth tens of billions of dollars. But according to reports from sources inside, quoted at various media outlets, he secretly funneled $10 billion of customer funds into his trading company, Alameda Research, which just happens to be run by his girlfriend, Caroline Ellison. FTX claimed on Saturday that at least $473 million of missing money might have been hacked or stolen. On Thursday, the day before FTX filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, FTX held just $900 million in liquid assets against $9 billion, that's billion with a B, in liabilities, according to sources familiar with the matter. This balance sheet seen by these sources also referenced a negative $8 billion of, and I'm going to quote now, hidden, poorly internally labeled, end quote, fiat currency account. Hidden, poorly internally labeled fiat currency account, and noted $5 billion worth of withdrawals by currency exchange users last week. Again, cryptocurrency exchange. At the same time, Miami-Dade County and the NBA's Miami Heat had egg on their face. They had signed a multi-million dollar deal to rename their stadium for the Miami Heat, FTX Arena. They've announced they are going to promptly rename the arena and looking at other legal remedies. In text messages with the Reuters news agency, Bankman-Fried, quote, disagreed with the characterization, end quote, of the $10 billion money transfer. Disagreed with the characterization. Quoting now, we didn't secretly transfer. We had confusing internal labeling and misread it, end quote. Bankman-Fried did not elaborate. He was the second largest contributor, by the way, to Democrat candidates and causes in the most recent election. This was behind only George Soros, not surprisingly. Bankman-Fried reportedly donating $38 million to various candidates and causes during the last election cycle. Isn't it interesting that just after the election, it's like, okay, thanks, Sam, we don't need you anymore. Honestly, don't know what happened here, but it is a spectacular implosion of what had been one of the hottest, or at least buzziest, exchanges in the world of cryptocurrency. Topic number 4, Ukraine and Israel. Odd thing last week, on Friday, the UN Special Committee on Decolonization approved a draft resolution titled Israeli Practices Affecting the Human Rights of the Palestinian People in the Occupied Palestinian Territory, Including East Jerusalem, and decided to request the International Court of Justice in The Hague to render urgently an advisory opinion on the legal consequences arising from the ongoing violation by Israel of the right to the Palestinian people to self-determination, etc., etc. That's not the surprising part, because it's the United Nations. That's what the UN does, routinely pass resolutions condemning Israel. However, one of the nations that voted in favor of the resolution was a bit of a surprise, and that is Ukraine. After nearly a year of receiving aid from Israel, including a full field hospital, medical and defensive supplies, this is how the government of Ukraine has chosen to thank Israel. Apparently, the Ukrainian government is upset that Israel is not sharing its Iron Dome anti-aircraft and anti-missile batteries with Ukraine. Now, Israel has resisted sending military aid to Ukraine because Syria is Israel's next-door neighbor, and Russia has its military deployed in Syria at the request of the regime of Bashar al-Assad. Now, Russia and its air force has turned a blind eye to Israeli airstrikes against Iranian military positions inside Syria. If, by chance, Russian planes over Ukraine begin to be shot down by Israeli missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, that situation could change, make things very much less secure for Israel. And so Israel is doing everything it can to kind of walk a tightrope here, assisting Ukraine without stepping across a line that would lose Russia's cooperation in keeping Iran under control inside Syria. Well, needless to say, inside Israel, there's a growing resentment for Ukraine's lack of gratitude here. There are tens of thousands of Ukrainian refugees now inside Israel, and there are some Israelis with very long memories who recall that during World War II, Ukraine didn't exactly go out of its way to protect Jews from Hitler's Germany. Topic number three, China and the Netherlands. The Dutch foreign minister has ordered the immediate closure of illegal police offices set up by China in Amsterdam and Rotterdam. His name is Wopke Hoekstra. I'm mispronouncing it, I'm sure. He said he'd informed the Chinese ambassador of this decision, according to a report by the Dutch news agency ANP, calling the police offices unacceptable because Dutch authorities would never have given their consent for China to open police offices on Netherlands soil. The media has been reporting on these illicit Chinese bureaus, and as you can see by the map here, the colored nations indicate nations in which China has opened what amounts to a police office on foreign soil. Yes, the United States is one of those. There is one in New York City, three in Toronto, and a number of European nations also hosting these Chinese police agencies. It is believed that Chinese authorities are using these to put pressure on Chinese expats, especially those who are not sufficiently obedient to the Chinese Communist Party. China was saying, no, this is just a place for Chinese nationals to do basic things like extend their driver's licenses and so forth. But that's what nations' embassies and consulates are for, and even those require the approval of the host nation before you open such an office. Again, we recommend, for your better understanding of what China's really all about, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis's new book, Kings of the East, available at the SkyWatch TV store online, skywatchtvstore.com. Topic number two, COVID cash. The chief financial officer of Pfizer described the COVID pandemic last week as a multi-billion-dollar franchise. Nice. David Denton told investors on an earnings call last week that Pfizer's vaccine and antiviral would still be relevant for many years to come, expecting the COVID virus to become somewhat like a flu, but more deadly, meaning that Pfizer's vaccine and Paxlovid antiviral will continue to play a role in trying to mediate the virus for years and years to come. Now, so far, Pfizer, that is, has made about $80 billion in yearly revenue from the sale of COVID vaccines and the antiviral drug. As you can see by the chart behind me, Pfizer's annual revenue was running at about $41 billion in the 2 years prior to the COVID pandemic. That doubled with the rollout of their mRNA vaccine, and they're expecting an even better year next year. Partly because the company announced last month it's going to triple the price of the COVID vaccine to about $130 a dose. Right now, it charges the U.S. government about $19 a dose, but industry experts have looked at this and said that they think that it costs Pfizer about $1.18 per dose, $1.18 to make each dose, and beginning next year, they're going to charge $130 per dose. That is a markup of 10,000%. Nice work if you can get it. As I've said before, let's hope that profit is their only motive here, because if it's not, then the motive is much, much darker. Well, coming up, another big pharma company not doing quite as well, and it's all because of a fake tweet. That's next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn and Ali Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in SkyWatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary, the many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek, how the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in 3 brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on data disc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before-digitally-released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, we knew it would be really entertaining when Elon Musk bought Twitter, but we didn't realize it would have such expensive consequences for some companies. Eli Lilly in particular. See, Elon Musk changed some of the rules with Twitter. You know how some users have that little blue check next to their names, which says that their identity has been verified? Well, last week, Twitter changed so that if you paid an $8 fee, you know, subscribe $8 a month, you could get the blue check, which to users mean that your identity has been verified. Well, somebody paid the $8 to Twitter and set up a fake Eli Lilly and Co. Twitter account and then tweeted out this: "We are excited to announce insulin is free now." Now, sounds too good to be true, but a lot of investors jumped on that news and began selling off Eli Lilly stock. Dropped 4.4% on Friday, which instantly erased about $15 billion, that's billion with a B, $15 billion in market cap, like that. Well, that's changed, and that count is now closed, that fake account. As of Friday, the imposter count no longer verified, and Twitter has changed its rules again. Eli Lilly announced, or responded rather, the official account, that is, with an apology, confirming that our official account on Twitter is at LilyPad. But this isn't the only one. Somebody paid $8 and got the Twitter account at Lockheed Martini and tweeted out that all arms sales to Israel and Saudi Arabia were being suspended pending an investigation of their human rights records, which erased $5 billion in market cap from Lockheed Martin. Again, Twitter has now changed the rules, going back to the old way of verifying accounts. Makes you wonder, either A, somebody is doing this on purpose to take advantage of suddenly depressed stock prices to buy shares at a discount, or we're being set up to expect the government to step in and say, we need to control this because these fake tweets are costing people money. We need the government to oversee all of this. Well, Skywatch TV's virtual conference is going on now through February 4th. You can get instant access to it because these are available for you to watch immediately. Full HD, 24 presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Carl Gallops, and many others. Yours truly as well. And you get 6 full-length, feature-length DVD, documentaries is the word I was looking for. You get to an age and suddenly you start losing nouns. Documentaries, including the most recent, the jaw-dropping Ragnarok: Humanity's Last Stand, based on Tom Horn's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. Don't miss this opportunity. Take advantage of it right now. You can find out more and sign up online at DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com. Jesus in the Old Testament. Yes, he is there if you know where you're looking and what you're looking for. The new book by Tom Horn and Donna Howell opens up the Bible in a whole new way. Yes, Jesus is there on every page, in every book, every chapter. This begins a new series on Skywatch TV that you'll want to take advantage of. You don't miss the program. The broadcast schedule is online at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you're watching this, you're already on the internet. Get the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, and you can watch it on your big screen. Of course, you could also do that with our free app. Our app downloads it to your smartphone or tablet, and if you've got a relatively recent smart TV, it's probably compatible with Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast, and then you can cast the video to the big screen without using any wires. Our app is free. It's available for iOS and Android devices, also Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we've got links to the app stores for the free app at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.